Now he says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to be down, I know how to not have anything, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. Now Paul says, there are times when I don't have anything, and I've learned to be content with that. There are times when, oh, there's an abundance, and God's provided in a marvelous way, and I've learned how to abound. I know that when I retired from the pastorate, I actually thought there'd be a terrible letdown in income and our standard of living. I told my wife, I said, our standard of living will have to really come down quite a bit. And I said, it's going to be hard for us because Paul knew how to abound, but he knew how to be abased. But I said, we're not good at that at all. And I guess the Lord knew about it because, very frankly, I want to say to you, due to the generosity of some very wonderful folk that remember me, my standard hadn't come down. I've been able to live just like I did before. And I'm very frank to say that. And I was prepared to come down, but the Lord didn't bring it down. And I'm going to thank him for it. And I do thank him for it. And I praise his name for it. But Paul knew how to abound. He knew how to be abased. And it's more difficult, some people say, to abound than it is to be abased. Well, some of us have known what it is to be abased. And I remember Dr. Ironside telling the story that he went over to Grand Rapids each year, years ago, for his friend Mel Trotter, who had the mission there. And the one year when he went over, he got a letter from Mel Trotter to go to the new hotel there, that the man that owned it had been a drunkard, and Mel Trotter, who had also been a drunkard, been converted, he led this man to Christ. And the man says, I want to do something for you, and anytime you have guests that come to the city, you send them to the hotel. So Mel Trotter told Dr. Ironside, you go there to the hotel. He went there, and they gave him the presidential suite, the nicest apartment there was in the hotel. And Dr. Ironside just wasn't accustomed to that sort of thing, and so he immediately went to the phone, and he called up Mel Trotter. He said, listen, Mel, I don't need this apartment. You don't have to give me this. Just give me a room that's comfortable, where I got a bed I can sleep in and a desk where I can study and a good light, and that's all I need. But I don't need all this luxury. And Mel Trotter said to him in his characteristic manner, he says, now listen, Harry. He says, that man owes everything to me. He was a drunkard. He's been led to the Lord. And he owes a great deal to me, and he provides that. And it's not costing me anything. It's not going to cost you anything. So he says, Paul said he knew how to be abased and knew how to abound. Now he said, for 1 week, I want you to learn how to abound in that room. Dr. Ironside said, I learned how to abound in that apartment. It wasn't just a room. In that apartment for that week. Well, God says to us, I want you to learn how to abound. I want you to know how to be abased. Now, Paul says, I know both of those things.